We have in the studio Harry Coe. He's the latest student on the four-piece course. And you are originally from Brighton.
Yeah.
And now you've lived on the island for about a year.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Oh, I think it's great, yeah.
You like the island?
Yeah.
And you live in Sandown?
Yeah.
Okay, do you use the beach?
Yeah.
Are you going out on the old beach?
Yeah.
Do you do a bit of surfing or anything? Because you've got like surf dude's hair there, haven't you?
Thanks.
Do you do a bit of surfing?
No,
not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, so you moved about a year ago from Brighton.
Yeah.
Compare the two. I mean, where would you rather be?
Brighton.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad luck, isn't it? I tell you what, we were having a chat off air about Brighton because they're back in the old Premier League.
Mm.
Or I don't know whether they've ever been in the Premier League, but they were in the old Division One some years ago. And I was watching an interview with the chairman yesterday. We were chatting about this earlier, about the new, obviously the stadium and the training facilities. They train on a hill, a purpose-built hill, which I think is incredible. When Brighton played Tottenham, where would your allegiance be? Are you going to want Brighton to win or Tottenham?
Tottenham, probably, because I don't really follow Brighton. Like, I've seen a few games, but
okay.
Like, Tottenham, I've been supporting them for years.
Be interesting, because they got Manchester City, haven't they?
Yeah.
Home game. Did you ever go to the old, watch any Brighton games?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was the last one you went to see?
I think versus Chelsea in a friendly.
Oh, right. Who was playing for Chelsea at the time?
Like, Cech and Hazard.
Oh, right, so we're going back a couple of years.
Yeah.
So you can't remember any Brighton players, because who would? I'm joking. It's probably not the same squad anyway, but where do you think Hazard's going to go? I think he's going to go to Barcelona, you know.
Yeah, I think Coutinho might go to Barcelona too.
Okay, I think it's one or the other going to go there for an amount of money.
Mm.
So there you were, Sandown, what do they call it nowadays? Academy student?
Yeah,
Academy. Are you concerned about all the issues that surrounding it?
Yeah, because it's probably going to close now, because it's not doing very well, but like, I'm leaving this year because I'm in year 11. So
this is going to affect you?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's an alright school. It's like, doesn't deserve what it's getting, but.
Let's be honest. You go to the school, you know,
and I'm hoping.
If not, we'll play this to whoever it is that's thinking about closing it and saying, "Hey, look, you're 15. You're coming up to probably the most important year of your life so far." And yet someone's deciding to close a school when you're saying it's all right. You know, it doesn't deserve, it doesn't get the credit it deserves. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think perhaps they should listen to people like yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe they should have a little look at this and think, hey, hang on a minute. The reason why, you know, statistics say that schools are struggling a little bit is because people keep messing with the system by closing schools down. I mean, you look at the history, you probably don't know this because you've only been here for about a year. They've closed down so many schools in the last X amount of years, and then they wonder why kids are struggling.
Mm.
You know, that's kind of scary. Anyway, look, let's not get too serious. I know you're a kind of serious chap, and we almost went down the serious route there. But what do you do to sort of lighten the day? What do you do when you're at home doing stuff? Do you watch TV? Do you read? Do you listen to music?
I listen to music.
What sort of music do you listen to?
Like Bastille and Arctic Monkeys.
Bastille and Arctic Monkeys. Anybody else, or is it just that?
Two-door Cinema Club.
Okay, yeah, I'm into them as well.
Yeah.
But are you always getting told to turn your music down by your mum?
No, I keep the door shut.
Yeah, but she can still hear it, I bet. Unless you live in a mansion.
No.
Do you know, it going back to when I was a youngster, and I used to like music, and my brother used to like music. He used to like ABBA, and I used to like Squeeze. And I do feel sorry for my mum now, because she would walk up the stairs, and my bedroom would be one side of the stairs, his bedroom would be the other, and we'd be competing music-wise.
Mm.
And she could hear, when you go outside, you want to try this, put your music up really, really loud, go outside and have a listen, because all you can hear is boom, 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 the bass coming through the wall.
Mm.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't.
Well, try it.
Yeah.
And then you might have a little bit of sympathy for your mum. So what other things do you do? You hang around, you know, do you play football?
I like talking to my friends.
Yeah? On your iPhone?
Yeah.
Read them and weep, Tom. You know, iPhone. Do you do FaceTime, Facebook,
yeah.
That kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's kind of doing that. What about Instagram? Do you do that?
Yeah, I've been on that for a while.
Okay, well, I haven't... I think I've got an account, but I'm not quite sure how it works. So maybe I'll get you to show me how it works later on. What do you want to do? We mentioned earlier on about the million-dollar job. And you wanted to work in TV and stuff.
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, which there's no reason why it should happen... I'm joking. If that doesn't... Because let's be honest, everyone's got the same opportunities, so there's no reason why that can't happen. If you put your mind to it, I'm pulling your leg. But if it doesn't happen, what else would you like to do?
I like food.
You like food? Cooking?
Yeah.
I like cook. Excellent. What sort of stuff do you cook?
I like making cakes.
Making cakes? Brilliant. What sort of cakes do you make?
A coffee cake.
Do you know what? I don't know too many people that make or even like coffee cake, and I do. So if you're coming in next week and you've made some cakes, bring some in, all right? How do you make it?
The recipe.
You got your own recipe?
Yeah.
Okay, and how do you make your icing?
With the coffee and the icing powder.
Yeah. So coffee?
Yeah.
Does it go, because my mum used to use this Camp coffee because it was liquid in the icing. Do you use that, or do you use just Nescafe or something?
No, the liquid one.
The liquid one. Okay. Do you put any butter with it as well?
No.
Oh, you should try putting butter with it.
Mm.
Yeah. Icing. So you've got icing and Camp coffee in, and do you put cake in the... How many layers does this coffee cake do you have?
Two.
Yeah. So there's a big slice of icing in the middle. Yeah. And some stuff on the top as well.
Yeah.
Do you put any walnuts in as well?
No.
Try walnuts too. I like walnuts. What other things do you cook?
I like stir fry.
You make stir fry?
Yeah.
So what sort of stir fry?
Just vegetable.
Yeah.
Vegetarian.
You're vegetarian? Yeah. Right, okay. So what sort of veg is going in there?
Peppers, sweet corn.
Yeah.
Peas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any flavouring with it?
Yeah, just like a stir-fry sauce.
Yeah, Thai, Chinese?
Yeah, Thai.
Do you know what? We went... I've been away for the last couple of weeks, and we went into a Wagamama. And I think it's Japanese, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, nicest food ever. Nicest food ever. The sauce was just amazing. It really was. What do you do when you're making a stir-fry? What do you have instead of meat? Just the veg?
Maybe like corn chicken.
Corn chicken? Yeah. Right, okay. I haven't tried that.
It's nice.
How long have you been a vegetarian?
Like 2 years.
Okay. So what's the difference between, you know, can you tell the difference between corn chicken and real chicken?
Yeah, but it's still, like, nice. Yeah.
It's still nice?
Yeah.
Flavour's all right?
Yeah.
And it fills you up?
Yeah.
Good enough. Yeah. Hey, look, we're going to chat some more. You're going to be sticking around, hopefully, for the next couple of hours. And you're going to come back next week?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, okay. Being a Tottenham fan, I mean, the door's open. I mean, we hold no grudges, but if Arsenal lose at the weekend and Tottenham win, you know, just be careful what you say next week, all right?